Okay, good evening, everybody. It's 6:08 p.m., and this is a meeting of the 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee. We'll call the meeting to order, and we'll rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you. I will note the folks that are present: Suzanne Riley, Allison Stockmole, Melanie Anderson, Margaret McDomino, James Gilday, Lisa Braley, Randy Ritter, Michelle Linane, Tara O'Connell, Maddo, right?
Yes.
Marianne Smirtuk, right? And her son, what's your name again? Sorry. Stefan. And Alderman Arthur Newberg. And also online, we have Felicia Monaco, Jeff Scholl from Emmanuel St. James Parish, and Maria Blackwell from Derby Elks. And as others attend, I will note their presence for the record. Thank you all for attending. Pursuant to Section 81 of our city charter, there's a public portion of the meeting. So if anybody from the public would like to address the committee, please come forward, state your name and address for the record, or if you're on Zoom, unmute and just shout it out. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Hearing none from the public, we'll close the public portion. Okay, so before we go through our list of events, updates, are there any? I know there's one thing that I left, or at least one thing that I left off the list, which is the Flag Day ceremony, which is on Saturday, June 14th. And we'll go through that on the list as well. Is there anything else that we need to discuss that's not on the agenda?
Could you put the HQ shop on there, please?
Yes. Okay.
Want the trolley trail?
Nope. Oh, yes, yes. I'm the trail. I'm sorry. June 8th. Okay, trolley. Flag Day. Trolley.
And if we can also add for the month of August at the library, the Valley Flood Pictures, historic 1955, with a reception on August 19th at 2 p.m.
19. Flood. Okay. So you, okay. Any others?
Scavenger hunt, but we don't have a date for that yet.
All right, I'll just put it down though. So we have, because I'm just trying to keep a working list so I don't forget. Okay. Any others? Okay, hearing none, we'll move along. So I ask again, as we did at the last meeting, the purpose of this discussion of the larger group is just to update briefly everybody else on the committee. Don't want to get into the weeds. And we're getting, you know, to the witching hour. So my job as chair, one of my jobs as chair is to keep us on track, which I will do. So don't take offense, but we're going to stay on track and on time because there are too many things that need to be discussed. And I want to make sure that everybody hears it in vivo. So thank you for the input. And again, I want to thank, if you didn't get thanked already, which probably you did not, but officially want to thank you all and all those who are not here who are actually doing stuff to help us make this a success. So we thank you for that, because that is helpful, and we can't do it alone, and we can't even do it with the group that we have. So the more the merrier. And I want to thank everybody who is actually doing the work to do that. No, we'll be fine. But your especially the volunteers, that time and effort and expertise is appreciated. And I just wanted to make sure I did not forget that, because it's in my heart every day. So thank you. So updates, brief. I did say it was brief, right? Okay. So we'll go through the list of stuff, and if it's your item or a team tag team. If you could just jump in, that'd be great. If you're online, don't forget to unmute. If you're in the room, just make sure there's a mic on near you. Okay, so first, the April 18th cleanup day at the Colonial Cemetery.
Right, so we had 16 Boy Scouts from Troop 3, 8 adults, plus Melanie. I guess she's an adult as well. You count as an adult. But she represented the committee who was there. We cleaned 50 of the stones. There are about 350, so we have a few more to go. And we put 25 stones back upright. We cleaned the walkway. We took out 2 truckloads full of debris and branches and leaves and stuff. Everybody worked really hard. And then we fed them pizza at the end, and it was a nice event. So thanks for participating, Melanie.
Thank you for that.
Through the summer, we'll be cleaning the stones. We don't have a date picked yet, but we'll keep you informed. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Randy. Next would be the May 6th, 300th video and glass slide presentation at the Second Congregational Church.
Right. Derby Second Congregational Church. It's handicap accessible. It's going to be upstairs. It's going to begin at 6 p.m. We're going to have a rolling slideshow of some of the Henry Bradley glass slides. And we're going to have the movie from the 300th in 1975. They made a movie of the week-long of events. We also have the Derby Historical Society's on point for lending us the Henry Bradley 1920s projector and a box of the actual glass slides so we can put those on display and show them to people.
Great. Look forward to that.
One thing that we were looking for was we will have the merchandise by then. And we're looking to have people participate or help run a table in selling the merchandise. So we need at least 2 people for that. So Melanie, anybody else?
On the 6th.
Yeah. May 6th is a Tuesday. Okay. I'm sorry. You're Allison. Great. Thanks, Allison.
That's her daughter.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thank you.
Got 3 kids under 2, so we really thank you for your reference.
Take it out of the house.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, great, thank you. And away we go. May 8th, Silver Tea at the Derby Senior Center. Senior Center is sponsoring that tea as part of their Mother's Day celebration. And tickets can be purchased through the Senior Center. They already have a fairly strong crowd, so... it should be a nice event. So they're excited about it. And if you, any, that's at 12 o'clock, lunch and tea with it. Tea that we expect to be delivered shortly from Bigelow Tea through donations. Okay. No problem. Okay. So May 13th, kickoff events, Derby Public Library clock ringing beginning at 11:30 a.m. Mary Ann.
That is sort of self-explanatory. 11:30 a.m. It starts. We'll have coffee and pastries, inviting everyone here, including the mayor's office and everyone else, the town, or excuse me, the city of Derby, to that. And yeah, so there'll be a little bit of talking from Christine Boulay, and then also from Miss Bonnie Berman, who actually made the whole clock happen. So unfortunately, the person who has fixed the clock will not be able to join us that day. He has other things going on, but invite you all to that. And we will attempt our first attempt at Derby Public Library to make it Facebook Live. So for those who cannot attend, because I know it's around lunchtime, people are working, it's in the middle of the day, you'll be able to view it online on Facebook.
Great.
Derby Public Library. Thank you.
Exciting. Thank you. Okay. Moving on to the Derby Green Ceremony. We're all set for 6 o'clock in the evening at the gazebo. We're going to have a brief speaking program, official welcoming and opening on the green. It's our intent to have the bells from each of the churches in and around and near the green to ring on time. and also to unveil a special song that will be performed by the Derby High School Band and written by Derby High School alumnus Tony Susi. And we'll also have the opening of the time capsule, which we're trying to coordinate the timing on that, but that'll be, we're working on that. Randy, do you want to update on the capsule itself? Sorry. And then Melanie, if there's a question.
Yeah, I called Joe Iacone today. We're still chatting about the way we're going to do it. We may do a bunch of it the day before and then finish it up on Tuesday night so that it's ready to go. We're going to have plastic containers. We're going to transfer items into those plastic containers and then take the containers away. We've got a commitment for the fake grass that they have at funerals, at burials, to put around the hole. So, yeah.
I reached out to Marianne Grandy, wife of Rich Grandy, and see if she knew where it was. She
put the mic on. Put the mic up there, please.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
The 1986 time capsule you're talking about?
The 1986. She thinks it's up there. Not 100%. She's foggy. But she's trying to reach other people to see if they remember.
Yeah. The latest from Pat LaHaza was he thinks it's somewhere on Minerva and 5th corner there, but he's going to think more about it. So.
Oh, he...
So we've made a little progress.
And I did try to get a hold of Dave Condon,
yeah,
from Tommy Backlick, but
okay,
I haven't gotten a call back. So
all right, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
Is there other music or just the band and the song?
There'll be other music.
Okay. Do you know what it is yet?
Well, we're trying to work it out. Trying to work it out with Tony to have him perform because he'll be there. So he does perform.
Uh huh.
Okay. May 30, 31, and June 1st, weekend celebration. We have a whole number of things. So we'll have Lisa and Michelle. Michelle, if you want to start.
Okay, sure. We have everything booked for the food trucks for all 3 days. Friday night, there'll be 8 food trucks and a dessert truck. Saturday, there'll be 7 food trucks and 2 dessert trucks. And Sunday, there'll be 7 food trucks and 2 dessert trucks. For the children's entertainment, we have a music concert. We have the bounce house. We have face painting, petting zoo for Saturday. Sunday, we have a magic show, face painting, another bounce house, and a slime lab for children. Lisa, I know you have other stuff that you want to talk about.
The hula hoops are willing to come. So we could have a, well, what they call a hoopla zone. That is fun. Okay. So the hula hoops would be for Sunday.
Excuse me. Hi, it's Maria. Also on Saturday and Sunday, the Elks will be opening up for tours of the building from 2 to 4. And we will also be selling pulled pork sandwiches. Just so I don't know if this is the right portion of the meeting, but just so you know.
Perfect.
All right, hon, from 2 to 4 on both days.
Okay.
Thank you, hon.
I'm talking to, so I have Derby Neck Library and Ansonia Children's are going to come. I'm not sure about Saturday or Sunday. I think Roger, our economic development director, is going to have a table. So we'd like to sort of gather anybody who's planning to be there with a table, say selling the memorabilia, or having historical stuff from the library or the historical society. We'd like to know that you're having a table so we can plan a space and be. Yeah. So we want to be clear about that.
I did reach out to the historical society. It'll be there.
Perfect. And we have just posted trying to get more vendors, like for craft vendors, things like that. I haven't reached out a lot to nonprofits, so I may still try to do some of that. But I'm kind of hoping to get sort of a market going with posting on the local vendor and crafting pages. We very much could use people. Like anybody who is not doing something else to be available would be spectacular. I have that we all, the big thing I have also done that I haven't mentioned yet is having this historic transportation. So we think right now it's going to be 6 vehicles. I think Mark is talking to Ansonia about adding another couple antique fire trucks so that we'd have a zone that's the transportation museum's talking about their the vehicles that they're bringing, including the 1888 locomotive. So that seems like that's going well. And so right now we're hoping for vendors. I have 4 high school students who are scheduled to come on Sunday. Now Sunday we're looking to do lawn games. So I have we're trying to get together some croquet, some cornhole, maybe volleyball, because all 4 of the students coming right now are volleyball players. So, but very, very much just sort of need people that are officially of this to be available to sit at our main desk and help out. I think that's all I.
Excuse me, this is Felicia Monaco. I will be here that weekend, so I'd be happy to help with the.
That's outstanding. I think that's it.
It'll be a fun and full weekend. Mm-hmm. So, thank you to Michelle and Lisa. It's a lot of work for this endeavor. So, appreciate your efforts. And we have entertainment that will also be
yes.
That will be performing. So on Friday night will be 2 performers, Jason Sheff, who was one of the original singers from Chicago, and Tommy DiCarlo from the band Boston. And then on the other 2 days, one day is going to be a tribute band called It's Foreigner and Journey together. And then the other one is Fleetwood Mac and Heart. So we have pretty good entertainment lineup. So it should be a fun weekend for everybody and the kids' stuff too. So look forward to a big celebration weekend. So thank you for everybody. Any questions on that? No. Okay. We'll move on to Harcourt Wood Day at the Derby Public Library, which is June 21st.
Maybe we don't want to skip June 8th and June 14th.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't. They were not, but I was. They were adding. Okay, we'll go to June 8th if we want to.
Okay,
so chronological.
So June 8th is me with the trolley trail.
Is that you?
That is me.
It is. Okay.
And so again, I have high school help. I have today obtained the stencils. I have practiced spray painting with the stencils on Grandview Boulevard. And it's a bunch of work because there's 41 trolleys to put down. Rich DiCarlo has agreed to have chalk stencils in Ansonia, and Linda Fusco has told me it's fine to use permanent paint here in Derby. So I'm planning to do the entire 4.1 miles in a mixture of permanent and chalk. The walk is posted on the Connecticut Forests and Parks Association Connecticut Trails Day website.
And just for those that don't know, just tell them where it runs.
So the Beltline Trolley Trail we're going to start at the train station, go up.
Go up,
thank you. Go up Main Street, go down Elizabeth, Atwood.
To Seymour Avenue, to Atwater Avenue, to Division Street.
Yes, you got it. And then it continues down that hill to Ansonia, crosses. Say it again.
Clifton Avenue,
crosses one of the bridges, comes back on Main Street in Ansonia and Derby Avenue, back to Route 34 and back to the train station. So it's a complete 4.1 mile loop, matching the approximate historic route of the Derby horse trolley and electric trolley.
Great.
So I will yak about that as I walk, because I'm the tour guide.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. And then chronologically on June 14th.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, good.
We're going to be doing the flag day on the Derby Green. I sent an email yesterday to Randy Ritter. I'm still waiting to hear back. And Mayor DiMartino, I'd like the Boy Scouts, if they could possibly hold the flags and be part of the ceremony. And I would like the mayor or some city official to come in and speak at the program. Also, I'm going to be inviting the police, the fire departments, and some representatives also to, you know, obviously attend. And we're going to try to make this like a nice citywide event to celebrate our 350th, and as well as Flag Day, of course.
Maria, I got your email. Should be able to round up the troops as we do for every year since I've been Scoutmaster, I think.
Perfect.
Glad to do it. So thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. Is that Randy? Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
How's that? Was that a fast enough response, Maria?
That is good. I'll tell you.
You must have been a teacher in a previous life.
Thank you.
All right. Good.
I am going to need the sound system there, though, Mark, which I told you yesterday.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing that at noon. And also, real quick question, Derby Days, you are shutting the road all the way down, correct? Or out in front of us?
It'd be 5th Street, I mean, Elizabeth Street between 5th and Thompson Place.
Okay, so in front of the Elks is be shut off. Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Okay. And thank you, Maria, for getting on the meeting tonight. I know you have a meeting at 6:30.
Yeah, so no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now... June 21st is the next station stop.
All right. So for June 21st, we have Harcourt Wood's birthday. Not day, but his birthday at the Derby Public Library. It's an all-day event. So libraries open on Saturday from 9 to 2. We're going to have cake. We have flowers, as we've done for the last 120 years, presented flowers. We're also have our kickoff to the summer reading program for children, teens, and adults. And then we're going to have like a family kickoff for the summer reading. So it's going to be a fun-filled day on Saturday the 21st. So please do come.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, 350th summer concert series. That'll be running throughout the summer. And we are going to have theme nights each week. So if you have suggestions of a group or entity that should be recognized or would be a good way to promote what's going on in the city, please utilize that. There's an email. So if you have anything that's related to the 350th, you send it to derby350@derbyct.gov. Derby350@derbyct.gov. This way, when we do like social media posts or web posts, that it'll come from the 350th committee so that when it's shared or corrected or updated, we could just do it in one spot. So if you have any ideas or thoughts about the summer concerts, please, please email or see me after the meeting, but you know, ML.
When do they run from? What's the time frame?
The last couple of years, we've been doing them in August, like August, Tuesday nights in August, and then like Friday nights in September.
Football.
Yeah.
So
there's that too. Yeah. So, I mean, but yeah, I mean, it really doesn't have to be that. But the Friday nights have been somewhat successful too. Okay. So. But I mean, we could do it on the Tuesdays too. But summertime, it's a little iffy. It gets too hot, or people are on vacation. You know, it's definitely not a science. It's an art. So we're, you know, coming up with some different ideas too about it. Maybe it doesn't. We could spread it out over a longer period of time if we do it every other week instead of every week. So I don't know. Whatever seems to make sense. Fireworks are going on July 3rd. So we had that's, you know, kind of a normal event, and as well as the Memorial Day Parade. So those are going on ahead. So there's not really much to report on that other than at any and all of these events. We will need people to sell the goods that we have to that we have. So
what day is that?
The July 3rd. I believe it's a Thursday. No, I think it's a Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, because the 4th is
Friday. The 3rd, I think the 4th is on Thursday.
No, it's Friday.
Ah, okay. All right, so then it's Thursday. And the rain date is the 5th. Okay, moving along, Mark Anthony Izzo is not here, but the all-class reunion at Derby High School on August 30th. And just a reminder, that is also, that is Labor Day weekend. And I know it's early, but Labor Day technically is September 1st. So that is Labor Day weekend. So he has contacted some restaurants, and the idea, I think the best practice is to have it all self-contained in the downtown area. So it would be like Twisted Vine, Fuego, and the Elks, which I think would be sufficient amount of time and space to deal with that. So I'll let him report at the next meeting, but I don't know. I know that he's contacted some, but I did not hear anything further on that. Next is Taste of Derby.
Damien?
I don't see it now.
So all right. All right. So just Amy and I are working on it.
Just hit the left side.
How's that?
Nope.
All
right. I mean, as long as the other one's on.
You're
strong. You don't even have to move it because yeah. It picks up.
All right. So Taste of Derby, we do have Warsaw Park reserved. At last count, there's approximately 26 places in the city of Derby. Groups that are part of the pub crawl. So that's where we are. I'm used to Port Ed. We got a shoestring budget, Arthur. I mean, I can't. Oh, my God. All right, so that's where we are, Taste of Derby. We have the form letter. We're going to officially start reaching out. So there you go. The pub crawl, we do have the bus reserved. We have six establishments. Maria's on. We have the Elks. We have Quail and Ale. We have Fuego. We have Twisted Vine. We have Portobello's, the Elks, Dewdrop Inn, and Bad Sons have all committed. We've started to already collect the sponsorship fees from many of those organizations. And the bus is set already. The party bus is set. Working on getting the t-shirts designed, and we have pretty much finalized the registration letter. I'll touch base with you, Mark, on the best way to get participants to pay.
The hours for
4 to 7. Okay, so thank you. Taste of Derby, we were thinking 11 to 3. And again, some of the places like Quail and Ale and Bad Sons and Do Drop In said that they would also, and Twisted Vine said they'd also go to both events. So Taste of Derby's 11 to 3, Pub Crawl's 4 to 7. That's it, sir.
Thank you. So moving on to the 350th Gala.
What am I doing wrong?
Friday, October 17th at the Lodge at THC. We learned that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, grassy.
All right, keep talking. Keep
and the show. It will be on Friday, October 17th from 6 to 10. We have secured Maddie's as the caterer. We have a DJ and photo booth from Fran and Jem, and he will also supply props associating with different eras for pictures like the Roaring Twenties and things like that. So it should be fun.
Good. Thank you. Any questions on that? Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, committed a grave sin. I went past the 8/19/55 flood, August. Spectacular.
That's quite all right. The library will be having a display in the reference slash new reading room throughout the month of August, with the reception on Tuesday, August 19th at 2 p.m., commemorating the anniversary of the flood, which was on that day, all those years ago. And I know Christine Boulay, our historical coordinator, just put out a little post the other day asking for any recollections or stories from those who were at that event to please, you know, write it down and send them in to attention to Christine Boulay at the Derby Public Library. We like to collect that and archive all those stories of the flood. Yes.
You might want to reach out to the Strand Theater.
Strand Theater.
They had a big movie thing when they had Seymour Day 1 year.
Okay.
And they ran that. So they might have some information.
Great. Thank you. Definitely look into that.
Bless you.
Good.
You've seen the film?
I have not.
Okay. No. I think I had the copy out of Derby Neck.
Derby Neck. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, some of these others are a little out of order, but we'll be having the regular tree lighting on our, well, the both tree lightings on the Derby Green and then the Academy Hill Green. So we're working with the fire department to help us string the lights on the tree.
Is that Christmas or is that
Christmas? Early? That's Christmas. The one, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, if for May 13th, and then all the way through till the end of till 4th of July, we made an executive decision. We're gonna have red, white, and blue lights on the tree, center tree on the Derby Green, downtown green. Historic plaques.
I could give an update on that.
Okay, good. Jackie Welch.
Hi. Yeah, so Jack sent an update yesterday. There are 23 plaques that have either been installed or are about to be installed. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Dr. Anita Dugato's plaque was installed on Elizabeth Street there. So they're looking for more businesses, you know, historic buildings are either there or were there, and that we can put a plaque up, and individuals as well. You can have a plaque made for your home if you would like. So that's stuff that we have available, and if anyone has any questions on that, you can see me.
Can you tell people what the cost of the plaque is?
Can I ask that?
Because I forget.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I think it's
seven.
Yeah, somewhere around 650 to 700 for the size plaque that we have, like the one that Dr. Anita has.
And if you look outside, if you go when you leave, there's one there.
Yeah.
And that's the normal size. That looks small.
No, that's the normal size.
That's
that's the standard size.
So are you soliciting people to get a plaque or?
Yeah, if people would like to buy them for their own homes, they can do that.
But what about businesses? Are you still sending out notices to businesses?
I think Jack's been going door to door and speaking to the people.
You know, initial focus on city-owned buildings, churches, and like businesses like that have been here for a long time, or in historic houses as well. Yeah. Did I miss anything? We miss anything? No, good. Okay. We have also the 350 acts of kindness that was brought up last time. So as we get in to thing, we're going to record a list of 350 acts of kindness to hopefully that people will perform in the over the course of the year.
I feel like we need to know how that's being done. Like a few tiny pieces of paper, a person moderating it, because we keep
just practicing kindness
we keep on talking about the 350 acts of kindness, but like, does it go on a bulletin board? Like what is the form of it? I like it, but it feels very amorphous.
Amy has taken that on, and so we need to get more input from her, I think.
Yeah, I think we'll make a note and have her give a report at the next meeting. Okay, so next item is our lilac distribution. So we've had somebody that is donating has purchased hundreds of lilac plants to be given away and to plant primarily on city property, or, you know, starting on city property, but also if people want one for their property, to do that. And Sarah Vidomsky, I think, is on the line, so I don't know if she wants to report that.
Hi, I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to walk in a minute. But
to pass if you want to do it in person.
No, that's okay. I have the delivery coming between the 6th and 10th. They're the lilac, they're bare root lilacs, lilac plants. They'll be delivered to City Hall and stored downstairs until the following week. I plan on bringing them to the May 13th ceremony, and then the weekend of the 17th, 18th, doing some plantings around town. I will put out a notice on social media and see if we can get the press to advertise the, you know, that really, if you want a lilac bare root cutting, you can either pick one up or we will bring it to you. Also working with Public Works to get some of these lilac bare root cuttings planted throughout the city on, you know, various pieces of city property. So that in a few years, we'll have bustling lilacs all around town and can start thinking about doing a lilac festival sometime in the years to come.
Okay, any questions? Thank you. All right. The next one is the scavenger hunt. We'll go to that.
We really haven't gotten it all together yet, but okay. We're trying to figure it out and then a date for it. Might be coincide with maybe the concerts or something. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
We're curious about having it like actually coincide with the May 30th or 31st. And it just is a thought.
Probably won't be ready for that.
Probably won't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Very good.
Okay, so we'll keep it on the list and we'll organize it. Be interesting maybe to coordinate with the pub crawl and see how that goes. Okay. Let's see.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
For the May 13th event, there was a thought of possibly announcing the newest members of the Derby Hall of Fame as part of the ceremony.
Okay, we'll add that.
Okay, all right.
That'll be nice.
Thanks.
And it'd be good to bring awareness of that. All right, so 2026 events. Well, unless anybody has any thoughts or ideas, we'll just pass on that because I think we have enough on our plate for the moment. So we'll pass on that. Moving along to the we started at 6, Mark. Sorry. Come on, sit down, relax. We're just getting to your part, so I'm going to let you breathe, and then you can give your report. So on sponsorships, letters have gone out, and we've made contact with folks, and we just applied for some grants, and we had a call today from a local faith organization that is interested in sponsorship as well. So, you know, we're proceeding along. All of the sponsorship will be for all of the events to cover the cost of all the events, because we have city money, but we also have, one big pot to distribute through all the events. So Grace Soika could not make it. She's not feeling well tonight, but she is has been working on that and with Pam Happy in the mayor's office. So if anybody knows somebody that would like to be a sponsor, corporate sponsor, please let us know and we'll go chase them down.
Lisa. I had somebody contact me today, a guy named Sean Johnson. He has a company that does events. He would like to provide free tables and pop-up tents to us.
Oh, okay.
He also wanted to provide some free snow cones, but we already have desserts, so we're leaning maybe against the snow cones, but he wanted to be a sponsor for providing those free things.
Okay.
That's
we'll have me, yeah, give him the email and we'll get plug him in.
Can we get a list of what the sponsorships pricing is and levels?
Yes, I'll send you the that letter. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, because he's definitely doing this to get his name.
Yep.
Out there. I also asked. I wrote to Joe Salem today, from Trolley Point.
Yep.
Asking him if he wanted to sponsor any aspect of the historical transportation or the trolley trail.
Yep.
And I don't know if he's already on the list of potential sponsors.
He is. Yeah. The obvious business owners are probably on the list.
Yeah, okay.
But if there's somebody you think of, just email it or let us know. It's always good to double check. Randy?
We also have Liberty Bank. The Derby Historical Society has lent them an 1852 map and a very large painting for display at Liberty Bank as part of Derby's 350th.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're also interested in being a sponsor.
Yeah, they are on the list for sponsorship, but they'll also be participating in volunteer hours as well. Volunteer time at the 13th and on the following weekend. I forget her name, but she's been very helpful in other stuff too. So they've been helpful. Okay. So thank you. So memorabilia. We have t-shirts and hoodie sweatshirts. My typo, sorry. Hoodie sweatshirts and patches are being procured for the stuff. That's for the general stuff that's going to be for sale. For the sponsored event, like the pub crawl, those will be a limited edition for the people who participate in the pub crawl. As well as we have ornaments, bells, and coins that are ready. So they should be picked up in the next week or so. So those are coming along. So we're excited about that. The historical digitization of the newspapers. Randy, if you want to give a quick update. I know you did it the last time.
Yeah, so as we announced last time, we sent off 80 reels of the Derby newspapers, pre-Evening Sentinel, and then some of the Sentinels as well. So we should have all of the Derby Public Library's newspaper reels from the beginning of newspapers in Derby that we have through about 1931 or 32, I think is the time period, digitized. And we're looking at a June time frame. Sometime in June, we should get that notification. And it's going to be available online. Anybody can access and enter it. There's no cost or anything involved in that. And you can enter it, look at it from your phone even. So we're very excited about that.
And also on the, speaking of the historic digitization, but the Facebook, Randy Ritter has been posting every day some new history about the city, and the library's doing, they do it regularly anyway, but Randy has been doing that. So if you see that on the 350th, please share that. If you're on Facebook, please share it so that, it's helpful to have people understand the history of the people and the history of the buildings and the people that kind of go along with it. Just in general, that would be helpful for us to do it. And the same goes for the publicity and the outreach that we're doing. We're sending out press releases and, digital stuff that we'll have there.
I'd like to see like a poster of some sort with the events listed, even if there's not a time frame for them, just to say coming soon or,
yes.
Just like to have on the 13th so that when there's people's there, they can see that
we're
working on all these different events.
Yeah, definitely. And we have a draft of it. And part of it is it's going to probably be two posters, one for like up to the 31st or maybe front and back or whatever. And then one after, because there's so many.
Yeah.
So to try to have some information so that people have something in their hand, like to.
Oh, do you mean to hand out flyers?
Yeah.
Well, flyers, posters, whatever, you know,
poster,
but I mean,
at least something.
Yeah, but, well, no, really, it's got to be formatted in order to fit everything. It's like 11 by 17, so it's a poster size.
Yeah.
So it could be something that people can hang up and then, or, you know, take with them.
Okay.
Put it in the refrigerator, cool. Or whatever. It'll still do that. And then, Mark Anthony, you want to give the...
Are you able to use that code red, too?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Yep. Yep, definitely. So you want to give it any...
Yeah.
Just put that mic on.
Oh.
Just put it on. No, you can sit right there. Their mics are very hot, so...
Well, I've been to... Well, we know about the Elks.
Yeah, just give the update on the... We had the update from the Elks. Just the off-class reunion. Whatever update you have for us.
Well, that's part of it, because that's one of the... I went to different locations, and the only ones I'm still waiting to hear back from are Bad Sons, and I talked to Dewdrop today. Just talked to Twisted Vine. They're okay. They have a wedding that day, but you can go downstairs to the bar. And just really quick, it's Elks, Fuego, Balen Ale, Portobello. Bad Sons hasn't got back to me. Dewdrop are waiting on it, and Twisted Vine. And
Twisted Vine has a wedding that day?
They have a wedding upstairs, but you can go downstairs.
But wedding that evening or that day?
It will be evening. Yeah.
They have a wedding.
Yeah.
That sounds like the pub crawl as opposed to the...
No.
Or
even
both.
It's different. It's two different days. The pub crawl is one thing. And the...
Okay.
Well, I'm actually, this thing, we've been calling it the all-class reunion, but I'm just going to add the word plus. And the reason why is, since the city has stopped doing it, a lot of people either moved away or died. So I want to call it plus to include people who live here that moved in. So they get the idea. It was started, you know, by the Cultural Commission. I think Randy was there and Mark was there when it first started. And so it continued for so many years. And then the city stopped doing it, and I kind of picked it up. Basically, all I had to do is go to the same places and say, do you want to do it? And I would do publicity through the newspapers that we did have, and not as much as Facebook, because that wasn't really as popular, but it is now. And so I went to all these locations, and except for the two that I have to wait for. The other ones are ready. Now, I told them there's no really expense for them, because it's up to them if they want to do like a special or hang a sign outside. You can get them from the local liquor if they still do that thing there. But it's to try to bring business to the businesses. And basically it was geared towards the downtown, but we lost a couple, but we gained some on the outers, like Quail and Ale and Portobello and stuff like there. So what I was hoping to do, and there's not really expense to them because it's supposed to be to give them business. But the only kind of expense there would be, I wanted to approach Valley Transit to see if they're interested in doing like a loop kind of thing. Because it was done one year, but I don't remember how it was financed, if it was volunteer hours from the drivers and they worked on tips. I don't know. So hopefully someone from there will remember. And just make a couple of loops, because I think pretty much people are going to be set in their ways as to where they go. That is if they do come out. But you remember, as times are tough, you know.
The locations, are they
going to
be decades?
Well, that's just it. You know, how do you really do that? You know, because back then it was downtown and you did have the decades. Whatever. I'm only new to this by myself, so if anybody has any input, I appreciate it. But how do you assign the decade to a certain restaurant? Because for a while there, when it was done that way, some restaurants got angry because they didn't have the decade that they wanted, they thought they could have. And I'll give another example, to be honest with you, because... for example, like the Elks, it's a private club, so their drinks aren't as cheap. I mean, are as expensive like Tour and Archie Moore's. So people kind of went up to the Elks kind of thing there. So it's more like I let the places know that you may have extra business that day, but it's up to them to do something too.
If they wanted to have a special or whatever.
Now the pub crawl is something different. You know,
yeah.
that's a different thing there. So it's two events in September that they can do. And they have the choice to do it or do both. That's basically it.
Mm-hmm.
When I first did some publicity, it was to see if there was some kind of interest, and there was. So what I was going to do, once I okayed the locations here, I was going to start putting out more information, like posting old photos and stuff like that. And unfortunately, some of the people have passed away since then, but it's a good remembrance, because this was all about, you know, trying to get together before we do die, you know?
Yeah.
So That's basically what I got. But any questions?
I have one quick question, comment.
Put your mic on so everybody can hear this.
Oh, is that on?
No, yours is on. Hers has
got to be. I thought it was on before, but so I have one quick question or comment about that, because to our ears, it sounds very similar to the pub crawl, like a bunch of different locations, maybe a bus, and all the same places.
I think the pub crawl is more organized. They're going to go from bus.
Yeah. Well, so what I would wonder is that, because if there isn't a decade, it's just a bunch of places, then it's kind of, it's all in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, but you don't know. Go ahead. What's the question then? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder about having some piece of it actually be gathering in some larger place. If there's any way to come to.
Well, the way I was looking at it, I think the anchor place, if you will probably most likely be the Elks. Because mm-hmm. they're the longest lasting establishment there.
Sure.
What's that?
And largest.
Yeah. They do have a downstairs if they do. There's only one problem. It's not a handicap accessible. That's the only problem with the Elks.
Yeah.
Fuego is good because it's the old Connie's and it's ground level. So by those, both of them being the anchors would be good.
Yeah,
that's how I look at it. If people want to venture out, because Quail Hill is a great place, it's a little place, but it's a great place. Portobello's, the guy's really nice. I talked to him, Dennis there, and it got fancied up since I was last there. I don't know if you've been there.
So I was just thinking you might articulate one of those places really clearly as kind of a central place.
And from my perspective, if I might offer just a little perspective, I would say that, well, for me, it's an event that's after June 1st. So that's where my head is, right? Me, myself. So, you know, there'll be time to refine it. And I would just offer that sometimes less is more. So if it could be just in the downtown that people don't have to move their car. And we can allocate the decades by however we need to do it, whatever. And, you know, and really kind of have a conversation in fairness to the people who are getting married, you know, and Twisted Vine. Well, no. I mean, you know, if it's, you know, I mean, I think it's something that has to because ultimately if you have to go downstairs, that's not handicap accessible either.
Right.
So, I mean, it's an issue, but, you know, maybe it could be just at the Elks. I mean, as an option at the Elks and Fuego, you know, and if it's August, so, you know, maybe we could work around the weather and have it be like, you know, part in the street too, or some variation. I'm just saying, it's food for thought. But I also respect, if you're going to chair it, then we should. If you want to chair it. But the point of the matter is, if somebody else wants to help or offer input, then, you know, it could be built into a committee. I'm just saying, the overall committee, I've not given it a lot of time in my mind, because there's other things just in sequence that, you know, that's just, you know, my two cents to that. But
no, that's a good thing. But if I may, I'm a committee of one. So that's why these meetings are good, to get the input from everybody.
Well, definitely.
Because I don't know if anybody else, again, in the old days, listen to me. Is basically you just confirm with the locations if they were interested in it, and you just advertise for them. Now I know it's competing against the pub crawl. So if we want to eliminate the all class reunion and just have the pub crawl, that's fine too. I'm okay with that.
I think you're going to get different types of people at the two different events.
Yeah,
big time.
So what I would appreciate any input I can get, because I'm doing this by myself and I don't want to be the king of the all class reunion, but the input I wanted to give is just that I wanted to add all class reunion plus, because we do have a lot of new residents, and I want to get them involved so they can get to know some of the people that have been here for years and years.
And I think that's a good point, because maybe we could build it into the name, but also people that lived here, it could be reunion in that sense too.
Absolutely.
For people that, you know, were from Derby that didn't go to Derby High or whatever. I don't think we need to be that literal. It's not, you don't need to bring your diploma.
Right. And if I may, for those who aren't really familiar with it, because it was never supposed to take place at your own class reunion, But if you did have a class reunion, it was a way to get together with other classmates that you might know. And the way I always used to build it up is that everybody deserves a night out. And if you went out on that particular night, there was a chance you're going to see somebody that you knew. So you'd have to sit in the corner and just like twiddle your thumbs kind of deal. So that was basically it. It was a get together, but it was also a thing for the businesses to give them business on that one particular night. It's a holiday weekend, first of all. And some holiday weekends are more crowded than others. And for example, Twisted Vine has a wedding, and I think he's got a reunion coming up that I heard.
He does. That's in June, though.
So if there are any more questions or anybody wants to,
well, I think
I would appreciate any
input. I have a question. Are we talking about canceling the all-class reunion?
Meeting.
I do at 7 o'clock. It's 7:03, but you were getting real interesting, and they're all staring at me here.
This is deep. This is deep stuff. I'm glad you were here.
You didn't see me?
Maria Blackwell.
See, I didn't want
you to see me. Maria, I didn't get a chance to contact you. Yeah, I gave you the last update that I have, but I went to all the bars that I know that we had.
Okay.
And finishing today, because I got other schedules too, but so that's where we're at now. Pretty much I touched base with all of them. Bad Son's thinking back to me, and I'm waiting on.
Well, and a big thanks for just organizing it. We have a date, we have some tentative places, and we'll flush out the details.
Sure.
Good.
We need people to help me flush it.
I'm going to flush it. I'm happy to help you flush it. I'll be back to the beginning of when Randy started it.
Yeah.
Not that long ago. Come on. All right. Good. Brief. More than that. All right. So the other key thing is, if you know of volunteers, people that want to volunteer, we're going to start reaching out to volunteers to help for these events. Cause we're beginning to complete the organization of these things, but we need man and women power to make these events work. Sorry, go ahead.
Could I add to that?
Yes.
I think we discussed originally that, this group would be the chairs of these events, but then we would pull in people to be our volunteers. So,
right.
Mark, you've lived in Derby for 80 years, so there's got to be people that can be part of your committee, right?
Well, like I said, I put information out there. No one's coming forward.
You need to ask them.
Yeah, I did.
That's how,
I'll do it again, see what happens.
Yeah. I think it's hard if we start having everybody here doing everybody else's project, right? We're all going to burn out. Right. That's why we need to pull in other people.
Right. And this energy is organizational energy. Like the day of, somebody sitting at the table is a different, still important, very important. It's just a different, like somebody else. It shouldn't be expected that, the same people that are organizing should sit at the table. We want to spread it out, so hopefully not burn out people.
If I may make a follow-up, do we have access to the Derby 350? Because I tried to post something there, and you can't. You have to have permission to do it.
Yeah, you do.
Because I can't even,
No, I know. Well,
you need
an email address to mail things to.
Yes.
Yeah. You weren't here at that time, maybe.
Well, sometimes you just want to post it right away because you're there and it's saving it.
Okay. Any other questions?
It would be nice to be able to post and then be approved, like instead of having to try to send stuff off to get it posted.
Yeah, but we can work on something like that. But I'm just going to tell you, you can't run the government or a committee. Or a group by committee, and it can't be.
But I'm not talking about open. Most things like you post, you can put in a post, and it's approved by the people.
Yeah.
There. So then they can say yes or no, and if they don't like the grammar or the content, then they can. So it's really nice to be able to post and then be approved.
Okay. I've been posting on local groups. My site, and the forum site. There's several Derby sites there that and trying to get the word out there. Like, for example, some of them have over thousands of people on that group there.
Sure.
But also with the stuff that goes up, you could also share it to your network of people that goes out.
Yeah. Always like and share.
Okay.
Regarding the new time capsule, I would love to see that as a table at our Derby Day stuff. Like so that we're actually maybe handing out questionnaires or write a letter to your future self, like have a table that's focused on that. But I don't know who would do that. So I'm
Barbara DiGennaro has volunteered to work on that. I mean, to chair it, to coordinate it. But somebody else here from, I think, Melanie, I think somebody else said that they wanted to work on that as well.
Yeah, because it would be really neat to incorporate it into the things we're doing.
Definitely, to have a repository and a collection of that. And that'll be over the course of the year. So there'll be.
Yeah, but to start off with our, like, say, with Derby Day.
Yep.
And I also would like to somehow strongly send a message to the aldermen and the city hall to have people from that to actually have presence at these events.
I'll be there.
And maybe try to bring it up with the other ones.
Well, everybody who has a city email will get the invite and does get the invites.
Yeah. I mean, I think even a little more pressure because that's all.
Okay.
Twist their arms.
Any other? No, I don't twist arms.
I'm
the humble public servant.
The HQ?
Yeah.
What is that?
About something for identification as being part of the committee, mm-hmm. so that if we talk to people, a letter.
Oh, like an idea. Oh, the letter. Yes. The sponsor letter. Yes.
A letter to say that we're proud of, part of the committee.
Oh, like an appointment letter.
Somebody else.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
You know, because if we're talking to somebody, we can ask them to be a sponsor or something. But who am I?
Right. Yeah. Well, the check should be made to the city of Derby. That'll pull them right in. Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
We got to talk about the headquarters.
Go ahead. Let me make sure you didn't.
Nope. I missed the check.
We don't have a date associated with it, so I didn't know where it fit in the schedule.
I'm sorry to the chronologist.
No, so.
Well, so we're attempting to secure the former Cyrus Lewis funeral home because they're dying to get in there. They're so at the top at the corner of Fifth and Elizabeth Street, mainly because of its proximity. Yeah. So the owner of the building has talked to the tenant, there is actually a tenant in there. So we're working that out, and time ran out today to do that. We just need to work out a deal to compensate for the rent. So it'll be for the 13th and for the May 30th stuff, and as a place that people could go buy the stuff like over the course of May. And if we have to have any other kinds of events, if we do things like with the concerts on the green, it'll be easier than trying to bring it out and put it back in and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So
yeah, it's a shop that we want to set up like they had for the 300th on Main Street. So we want to have it, and having it near the green is perfect because of our weekend event. And then we're also going to have display cases in there so we can put some of the items from the time capsule in there on display. And as we said, sell our merchandise, so we're not shipping and carrying all around. But one of the things that we're going to need to work on is a way of having people pay for it outside of cash. We can take cash, obviously, but people are going to want to use their cards. So we're going to need to have a way of swiping and taking that. So that was a thought I had 4:00 this morning.
But, oh, you were up too.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we're working on that for the pub crawl thing and for the ball, we're going to, for like stuff that people want to do, like the pub crawl or the ball, we could do that in the office. That we can do. For like a mobile location, I need to get a little more information about our credit card servicer. I mean, short of just taking their number down and doing it, I don't want to, get them.
Right. For security. Hopefully we'll have the merchandise to sell at the May 6th event. So
it's hopefully, yeah.
A week from today. So,
All right. Any other questions, thoughts, concerns, ideas? If not, 7:13, and I'll take a motion to adjourn by Mr. Gilday. Second. All right. The second by Melanie. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thanks.